1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
You guys ever have something in each hand, and then you meant to throw one of them away?
Ah.
And then instead you throw away the thing that you didn't want to throw away.
What happened?
Yes.
I
what
threw
happened?
My phone in a New York City trash can.
No. Oh my gosh.
Every morning on the way into work, I drink one of these protein shakes. They're Kona, Cola. I don't know what they're, I don't, Scotty might know. But they're excellent. And I was holding the empty bottle. And then I had my phone. And then as I'm walking by the trash can, whoop.
So how
difficult was it to fish it out?
It wasn't bad. It was
okay.
Sitting on.
You got lucky. You got lucky.
Yeah, it was. Oh. Yeah, there was like a cardboard box, and it kind of slid next to that.
Oh, that's so, not too bad.
There was blood on the box, though.
Scotty, please, really?
There was?
No, probably. there wasn't.
Whose blood was it?
Wait, did you do the slow look?
What blood type was it?
It was O positive. Crazy.
What's that, Garrett?
Nate, did you do the slow look when you looked at your shake and you go, oh.
No, I didn't even do the slow look. I walked about, you know, 15 feet. And I'm like, why the fuck do I still have this in my hand? And I'm like, God damn it. I threw my phone away. But I don't know if it's a, like, do you guys do that? I'm convinced it's from my stroke.
No.
Stop.
There's been so many times I've thrown my fucking keys away and I'm holding a trash bag. I'm like, what am I doing here?
Oh,
I've put the wrong thing down. Like, I've gone outside to get a screwdriver to do something and then get sidetracked, lay it down, go back in to use the screwdriver that I went to go get, and I can't find it, and it's back where I went to go get it. But I,
yeah,
but
you
I
ever find your phone in the refrigerator? I found my phone in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Oof.
Couldn't find it.
Were
couldn't
you
find
calling
it.
People?
No.
Is this
Brody's here?
Hello.
Is this a phenomenon or something? Like, is this a mental thing?
Yeah, it's called getting older.
Look, we're all sometimes under stress and we become absent-minded. I don't think that's unusual at all.
No, I don't think so either. No.
As long as you catch it right away. Like 2 nights ago, I had something from dinner and a fork, and I was going back in the kitchen, and I walked over to the garbage pail and threw the fork forcefully in the garbage and went to wash the garbage in my hand. But I immediately went back and got the fork. It's when you take 3 days to remember, then you're out of a fork.
I do that with the refrigerator. I always like...
You throw the refrigerator in the garbage?
No, I'll have like something in my hand, like a mug or something, and I mean to go put it in the sink, and I put it in the refrigerator. And then later on, when I come back to the refrigerator, I go, how the hell did that get in there? I forget that I put it there.
When's the last time you guys cleaned out your refrigerator? Do you do it a lot? Do you stay on top of it?
A couple weeks ago.
Because mine's in a bad, bad state. Uh-oh. And, you know, I don't like wasting food at all. But if something is too old, it can't be eaten. There's really nothing you can do about it. But I've got some shrimp in there.
Oh, how long?
I forgot to throw them out. And they've been there too long.
So did you ever think of just cooking it when you see it's getting to that point? Like, I'm just going to cook it. And then this way it extends the life for a few days.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
I'm saying let's say you see something getting old, like, okay, it's raw.
My point is this. No, I have done that. I've done that with, like, sausage. It's like, you better cook this, even though you're not going to use it.
Right.
And then you cook it, then you're like, what the hell do I do with it now?
Yeah.
But the shrimp, I don't want to throw it in the trash because it stinks.
Right.
So you keep it in the refrigerator until the last minute so it stays refrigerated.
Yeah.
It doesn't smell as bad. Plus, the bears don't get into it, right? So now I've got this shrimp in there that's... I think they've come back to life. I heard something scratching to get out.
Oh no. They're crawling away.
My point is this. It's like playing Jenga with my refrigerator. If you pull one thing out, the shit just keeps falling for like an hour.
Oh jeez.
Am I the only one like
no,
that?
No, the door is like that. You know the door with all the condiments?
Yes.
Shit goes in there and it fucking stays there. We needed mayonnaise. Sorry, Danielle. And she was looking at that. She goes, do you know when the last time we used this mayonnaise was? I go, I don't know. We don't hardly ever use mayonnaise. The expiration date was 7/2019.
It doesn't go
bad. Oh,
wow.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Don't even tell me mayonnaise goes bad two days after it's in
your
refrigerator.
We're still using mayo from 2020. I used it this morning.
That mayonnaise is in its prime.
Yeah.
Vintage mayo.
I know. It's like a fine wine. It needs to sit there and ferment.
Oh, my dad does not believe in expiration dates. When I go to their house, I check everything if we're eating. And I'm like, Dad, this shit expired in 2019. that's a marketing ploy. They just want to sell you more of that shit. Oh, right. Like, Dad, it's not. Like, throw it away. He's not
the
right.
The meat is brown.
I think there is something to that, because I've always had the rule of if it says best if used by.
Right.
I'm like, well, it's just not as good anymore. But if it definitely says used by.
Right.
Then I get rid
I
of
do
it.
The same thing.
Dairy products. It's all you got to worry about.
I have a salmon
about.
Question.
Yeah, salmon question.
So on the 13th of this month, I bought a piece of salmon that said, sell until the 15th, right? Sell by the 15th. So if you sell by the 15th, you'd think you could cook it on the 16th, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So on the 16th, it reeked like garbage. It was horrible.
Oh, wow. They were right on.
No. Oh, don't worry, Scott. I got my $12.50 back. Don't worry.
Of course you did.
Yeah. But my point was, you'd think you should get it. It should
When it comes to things like salmon, you shouldn't even rely on dates. It should be the way it smells. If it's if it feels slimy, you should go by that first.
You know,
and
when
foremost.
You have cold cuts in your refrigerator and you open up the turkey and it's all slimy?
Yeah. Yuck. God.
That's the worst. Oh my gosh.
How does it get slimy, though?
I don't know. How does it get slimy?
Bacteria or something.
It's sweating. It looks like it's sweating.
Oh, speaking of, did you read it? It's in the news again today. The reasons we should be cleaning out our belly buttons.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Very important.
You just read this, Scotty?
No, but I always clean out my belly button. No one listens to me.
I do, too, but I love that every once in a while, for some reason, there's a story about it. I was like, don't we just know? I mean, what prompted it?
What do you clean it with, a Q-tip?
Q-tip, twirl it, wet Q-tip, and twirl it, or right when you get out of the shower.
What do you wet it with?
Use your soapy finger. Doesn't that work just as well?
No, because stuff comes out on you. You put a Q-tip in, and you twirl it not so hard that you hit your brain, but you just twirl it not that deep.
Why is your brain in someone's
your belly button?
Your belly button is connected to your brain somehow. If you push too hard on your belly button, you feel it in your brain.
No, you just stop it. Really?
I'm telling
this
you.
Is a Scotty thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway.
I'm
going to
try it now.
I never question him.
Listen, tonight when you get out of the shower and your belly button is moist, take a Q-tip and twirl it in there, and you'll see all the chunks that come out and sniff it.
Yeah.
No.
Stop.
All right, check,
you guys,
checking in with Gandhi. Did you feel it in your brain?
I didn't feel it in my brain. I just tried to push really hard, and I have nails. I didn't feel it in my brain.
You'll see.
Let me
try. Wait, who has chunks in their belly button?
Who smells it afterwards?
It's from the fabric that you wear. It gets in your belly button. It's lint. But
I'm going to check.
No,
he used to send photos because we didn't believe how chunky his belly button could get. We were like, oh, that's disgusting. He would send pictures of what was coming out of his belly button. I'm glad you don't do that anymore.
So Nate tells us... He found this interesting fact out. The belly button is so dirty, scientists are finding new unknown bacteria. One person actually had bacterium previously found only on Japanese soil where he had never been. So how did they get over here? Maybe from clothing was made in Asia or something?
I don't know.
Maybe. Bought some fruit.
I clicked on the actual article. It says 1,458 bacteria species new to science found in our belly buttons.
Yep.
Not in mine. Now, you just use water, or do you like use alcohol or?
Well, if it's dry, if it's dry, you can use something else. But I'm telling you, fresh out the shower is the perfect time to do it when it's wet.
I used to do it when the kids were babies and take a little alcohol. They tell you to like swab in the little nooks and crannies in the belly button.
But what if you have an Audi?
Then you're good.
Yeah, no problems.
Just go around it.
You know, the other spot I heard that we neglect a lot, which I guess is kind of true, is behind your ears.
Yes, absolutely.
There was a comedian who said you need to, when you meet a new person, if you're like trying to date them, you should swipe behind their ear and smell it because that'll tell you.
Yeah, I do that too.
That'll tell you what kind of person they are.
I'll tell you why I'm always cleaning behind my ears. Gosh. Does anyone want to guess? I have a reason for it.
Surgery?
Tell me.
Yeah, when I had my facelift, they brought it back, so now I get whiskers behind my ears, so I'm always shaving and always cleaning my ears.
Oh, how funny that is. Oh. So funny.
I never thought of that.
Go get a facelift. Life is so much fun. you're pulling my spike.
What used to
be here is now here.
That's awesome.
Hey, speaking of gross, a text message just came in. Did you know blood can be substituted for eggs in baking?
Is this true?
What?
I don't want to know that.
Can we look that up?
Blood?
Yeah,
why?
Can someone look that up?
Substitute it for what?
Yeah, sure.
Like eggs.
Blood.
Like
eggs.
If you're baking
substitute
a cake, you
eggs.
Can take
how much,
the eggs out
a lot
use
of
blood. Yeah.
Well, and why are you feeding people your blood?
Can I make chicken cutlets with my blood?
Let's think it through now. Whatever the egg does when it's cooked, there's a scientific thing. It happens. It changes the molecular structure.
Yeah.
They're saying blood does the same thing. It includes some property.
Yeah.
I mean, an egg is an unfertilized embryo. It's still body material, right? So blood is body material. It makes some sense, I guess.
I don't know. So but this... you know what a bag, I mean, if you put an egg in, you know, it'd make a batter, it helps it, you know, become dry and a cake so that you can use blood instead. What does it say there, Gandhi?
It says 65 grams of blood will do the work of one medium egg, while 43 grams of blood can stand in for an egg white. So, yeah, you can do that, but that sounds disgusting.
Well, how much do you is cut yourself and bleed?
Hold on. How much is 43 grams of blood? What is that?
It's grams a lot of
into,
blood.
Grams into gallons, please.
Oh, hold on. Let's see.
I'm grams never eating in a hospital cafeteria.
Wait
ever
a minute.
Again.
Is Red Cross getting blood because they want to make cake? What's going on here?
They're making omelets.
Yeah.
Don't try this at home, too. Let's just.
Well, where would you try it?
that's a good point. What's it say?
I'm trying to find this little conversion calculator.
You know, when I was a kid, they all said, you know, our country's going to join the rest of the world. We're going to go to the metric system. We never did.
Oh, we did with 2 liter bottles of soda.
We did. That's about it.
And there are still signs near my house that tell you how many kilometers the nearest hospital is because they started
changing. And grams of fat.
And never changed back.
What do you have, Gandhi?
And all right, millimeters.
65 grams of blood is only 0.0169 gallons, but that's enough for me to not want the blood in my eggs.
Yeah, no
or
thanks.
My cake or whatever it is.
Or I'm glad serve we could it have to this, someone.
I'm glad we could have this conversation.
Yeah, me too. Disgusting.
Whose chair is that?
Whose haunted house is
my chair?
That was Froggy.
It's my chair.
Better not.
I try to sit still, but then I have to move, and then when I do, it makes sounds like this.
Oh, my God.
Mine squeaks a lot, too. I don't know if you guys can hear it or not, but... You hear that?
I wish you could see what's on my floor right now.
Dogs?
What is it?
I think it's Uncle Johnny's shorts.
Oh.
The dogs
the
have been going...
Test.
Ooh, the dogs have been going crazy. Dogs love dirty underwear. They'll love it.
Oof. By the way, Elvis, so yesterday I called Uncle Johnny to get him to sneeze, and I was under the assumption. I said, hey, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm just waiting for Elvis. We're going to go get some lunch. So I assumed he was not at a restaurant. Then come to learn, he's screaming all this information about sneezing and in a restaurant, which I didn't know. And he goes, I'm going to give you to Elvis. I go, don't give me to Elvis. Don't give me to Elvis. No,
so
don't
mad.
Put Elvis
okay.
on the phone.
So we're at the bar eating at our friend's restaurant, and I have to go. I go outside to use the phone because I don't want to be in there. I don't want to be rude. I hate when people are on the phone. So I went outside. I came back in, and I heard Johnny in the middle of a restaurant full of people. Yes, okay. What? Can you hear me? Yes. And the entire restaurant, people were like, they still had food in their mouths, but they weren't chewing. They were like.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I said, get off the phone. You're screaming.
I'm not screaming.
Like, you know, it's Garrett. It's Garrett. I'm like, Garrett, goodbye. Goodbye. So I'm like, Johnny, he does this all the time. He always screams on his phone in public. It drives me nuts.
I wouldn't have called if you're at a restaurant. He made it sound like you were outside your house and taking a phone call. And I was like, oh, he's outside, whatever. But don't put Elvis on the phone. Don't put it on the phone. Johnny, just sneeze into your phone later.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. So
do you know people that do that? When they get on the phone, their volume goes way up. They don't know it.
It's almost like they think they have to yell to them so they can hear it from where they are. They don't realize that the phone line's like that.
Oh, Jesus.
God.
Anyway.
Garrett, why do you have an emoji in your box?
I don't know.
Oh, it's his raised hand.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Garrett. Looks like he's waving. Hi, Garrett.
Yeah, he raised his hand.
That went away, and you moved.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Someone left.
Have you ever had your dog clean out your belly button?
He's licked it before, yeah.
Okay, I figured.
Okay, you know what?
Okay.
I knew it.
How much time is left?
Hold on. Did you encourage it, Scotty?
No.
Did you like it?
Was there peanut butter on your belly button?
It wasn't bad. I mean, he just, whatever. You let your dog lick you.
Did you try to get him to stop when he was doing it, or did you let him see how long he would do it?
No, I said, please go away.
Did you call him daddy?
You know what? Are we done?
I really can't.
We're pretty done.
Yay.
I never know what's going to come out of your mouth, Scott.
I didn't say it. Frog did.
Everyone say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.